What's good, y'all? It's KJ. I'm from Virginia, but I've lived in a lot of places.
And I'm Nick. I'm from Brooklyn.
We met when we were teenagers and basically grew up together.
And you know, through the years, we made some mistakes. I mean, probably more than we can count.
Yeah, for real. And as we travel and navigate adulthood, we may not know much, but if there's one thing we do know, well, I guess it's that we don't really know nothing at all.
This podcast is for getting it together, opening your mind, and cracking up a little bit while you're at it.
I know we're all trying to survive, and sometimes we don't know what we're doing, but we're here to remind you,
we'll figure it out.
We're trying to figure out some new topics for y'all. And you know what your girl came up with. Well, oh, I love animals. Yeah. So that's where the hell
she
we're
was like,
going
obviously
today.
Next we're doing animals. I was like, yeah. Fucking gasp.
3,000%.
But actually, I do have things to kind of say.
Childhood animals. Thoughts on
animal.
Zoos. Yeah. PETA. Maybe why you love animals in the first place. How do animals come into your life as a kid or as a child? Or why do you love them? Why would you hate them? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, and also we're just
I'll
gonna
be real. I'm going to start with the real, very real thing that my mom hates animals. And so I grew up with a
she's
mother that
hate
hates animals.
You say that.
No, she's not. She'll probably wear it with pride. Like she says that so readily. Like she's like, I don't like animals. Like even the episode, she'll skip the episode because she doesn't want to talk. Like she hates animals.
Okay.
And so because of that, I didn't grow up with a whole lot of animal experience or like wanting to be around an animal, but I did have one animal, and this is why I didn't start her well. I had one animal. You know what I had, right?
I do. I'm waiting for you to tell the people.
Okay, I'll tell the people. I had I had a chameleon, and she was little, and she was so cute, and she was freaking awesome, and she like changed, like, you know, like I was a science kid, like I was like, yo, this is lit because she's going to change colors. You know, it's like your parents tell you the real story when you get older because I don't know. I was little.
Yeah.
I was like, first of all, my chameleon's name was Solange. That was before
Which
I knew
incredible.
About a Beyonce. I don't know what a Beyonce was. That's what my mom wanted to name me. But I don't know if she told me that. And I was like, I'm going to name my...
She wanted to name you Solange.
Yes.
I love that.
That's, yeah, it's out. But that's the truth. So, literally... When I remember getting Solange, she literally stayed right there, dude. Right? Because we're literally in, like,
right here.
Where the mirror is. Like, literally, like, that was where the tank was. That's actually, this is the first time I've thought about that like that. This is crazy.
Wow.
But, yeah, the tank, it was, like, almost like something flat like that. Like, the black thing, like, the black piece of furniture that the mirror's on, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the tank was on it. And, she ate crickets, but they had to be live. So my mom tells these stories of like going to Petland Discount for the best care a pet can get. So one of the hardest things to sing ever. Like if you want to sing something fast, it's that fucking theme song. But anyway, she went to Petland Discount. They would be like, you have to take these crickets, but she would take them home, and if she would dump them in, and I'll never forget, scream, dump them in, scream, make sure she got all of them in there,
all of them in what in the tank.
So they had to be all the way at the bottom, and she would have done whatever she did, because that sounds like I would be like,
you
sorry,
would never,
kiddo.
You didn't do it, you were little,
I was little, and also
how little.
Small enough that she was like, I'm not going to risk crickets flying around my
in
house
my
in
crib.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, we don't live in the country.
Like
and with
seven
no animals.
Or like four?
Like seven
oh,
or
okay,
eight
fine.
Or nine or ten.
Oh, that's fine. It's still small, though.
Yeah,
small
not,
enough to
not
fuck
a teenager.
It, fuck it up.
Not a teenager kid.
Yeah. Small enough to fuck it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Still fly crickets around.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, Solange was the bomb, but...
I actually always wondered what chameleons ate, so that's kind of killing that you just told me.
Yeah, crickets.
Live crickets.
And when they weren't alive, she wouldn't eat them, so my mom
oh,
was
wow.
like, yo, if they couldn't die on the way, so when she took them home, you should ask her about this one day, she had to put them in her jacket. Like, they were in, like, a... kind of almost like a blown up bag. So they could hop around in the bag. They didn't die in the bag. It was blown up, but it was closed at the top, and she would keep them in her jacket.
Did she hate that?
I'm pretty sure she still hates me for it. It's like, I think she's still mad at me. She just doesn't know why.
I am dead over
But it. I know why. I'm like, it's
I never, pregnant. I the one animal I never had was any kind of lizard or chameleon or iguana or anything.
Yeah, that's
my uncle had them, but I didn't have them.
That's the only thing I had.
I had everything else.
Woo, yo, yeah, I know. What'd you have?
I had cats, dogs, frogs, turtles, fish.
Right.
Parakeets.
Right, because well, you lived on some acres.
Yeah, I did. Chickens.
Exactly.
Yeah,
country living.
You know, honestly, like,
I was in Brooklyn with my chameleon, just like praying that she lived, and she didn't.
Right, right. No, I definitely had way too many cats at one point because, like, we had one cat named Mio that, like, literally ran the roost between my crib and Miss McGregor, who lived across my street. And Miss McGregor, like, would hook us up with some.
This is a children's story.
Yeah, it is. Miss McGregor would hook us up with strawberry preserves. And literally, I wouldn't know where Mio was, and then all of a sudden, Mio would pop up, and she'd be like, I'd come over to get preserves, and Miss McGregor would be like, oh, well, Mio's been with us for days.
Not
and I'd be like,
life.
Mio was so cute and fat. Honestly, she'd still be alive to this day. I mean, she was 18 when she died, and she only died because a car hit her.
Oh, my gosh.
Bless her bones. The and my dad literally lied to me. And told me and literally was like, oh, yeah, she's still alive. And like he literally cried when he told me she died because he was like, no, I couldn't tell you for a year. I
he
literally could not, you know, because like, oh, my
he
God.
He didn't want you to be sad. I love you too much.
Mio, Pandy, Tiger, Tigress, Lion, Leopard. Well, these were some of my cats because at some point, you know, on the country.
Why are they all named after fierce cats?
I named them as an only child on the open road.
Tigress, lion,
Mio
leopard.
Mio was her own thing. Then Pandy was a black and white cat that we had. No, all black, actually. And then she, like, I don't know who she
Pandy,
had.
Pandy, like a panda.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
And she had two little... Well,
Where are these cats? Like, they're outdoor cats.
Yeah, and some of them we gave away, and then some of them they just...
Because you live on lots of acres. This
yeah,
is like, oh.
They just, like, went their own ways. They just, like, left the property. They just never came back, like, wow. On some wild shit. We had a gray cat named Smokey, and she had one baby named Little Gray. That's what I named her.
That's cute. I like
well,
that.
Well, I don't know what happened to her. She never came home.
Okay. Well, Little Gray feels like she'd be like, I'm out of here.
Right.
It's like a Little Gray energy. Yeah.
And then Smokey, honestly, yeah, she just never came home. She always used to like go out and her little head would be fucked up. It looked like she'd been fighting when the open road and shit.
Dang.
You know?
What are the odds that Smokey and Little Gray had another life together?
Probably, honestly, odds are big.
You think so?
The way yeah, I mean, like, honestly, like, honestly, yes.
Gotcha.
The odds are big. And then, you know, obviously we had Spunky.
Well, Spunky for life.
And then Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie for life. I know Frankie. I live
Spunky
with Frankie.
Spunky with a Y, Frankie with an I.
Frankie was training for the New York Marathon between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. In case anyone was
she
wondering.
She always got the zoomies.
I'd be like, yo. Like,
she would, dude. She loved that shit. That hallway when we lived on Bushwick Ave, she loved that shit.
Yeah, it was a good, that was a good spot though, man. Mm-hmm. That was a rent controlled 2-bedroom for $2,000, man.
I know. We better tell our biz.
No.
Check the news.
Yeah.
Check the biz.
Because I like.
Literally,
because
we don't
like,
live in it anymore.
Well,
and
yeah,
what we would do to get
that
back. That
was the pandemic and before. I know.
With roof access, people.
Well, I don't know if that was allowed.
Well,
roof access, but we made it roof access,
and we did, and everybody did, and you could see the fireworks.
Yeah,
and it was
I be on Zillow every day now, and I'm like, nah,
right.
Nothing is, not nothing. I'm gonna be real. I remember seeing that on Zillow for days and days. Nobody wanted it.
Well, they might not have wanted it because back to the animal thing. You know how many pit bulls were on that roof?
Well.
Because a lot of people just left their little doggies up there.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They left their little dogs up there. Well, they won't little. That's the whole thing. You go up there to smoke or something.
Can't.
And then, like, literally that door opened and then this big ass dog.
Yeah.
Well, I loved it.
Yeah.
But, you know, not everybody loves animals.
Right. Or not everybody trusts that.
No.
You know? I don't know. Well, that also leads us to talking about, like, animal care.
Yeah.
That's the probably second time, but third or fourth dog that I've seen where someone just, like, banishes them to a roof and you just see these, like, random pit bulls on roofs. I'm
like,
and I see what's up. You know what I mean?
100%. And remember when my mom lived on Cooper? Remember that dog that I always used to, during the pandemic, during the shutdown, y'all, that right behind my mom's building, my mom's building, she had little backyard access, and right at the backyard access, there were these
planks. I remember.
And there was this little mama, this
just literally
pit
in
bull female dog that would literally was out there. It had been out there in that backyard on the other side for so long, and it was sitting in there its own shit, and I hated it. I tried to feed it water at some point, but I couldn't get the water to go far enough to its own side, and like I could put my finger through there and just touch its little snout, and we had like such a cool bond. And I used to always say, like, during the shutdown, I'd be like, oh my god, like, I need that dog. Like, I need it. Like, I kind of understood why people rescue animals.
Right.
And why people, like, you know, be calling the city on people and shit. I was like, oh, my God,
well,
this
it's
is too much.
Yeah, it's tough. I think it's, like, also, like, you know, we're empathetic. Like, we're people like that. I don't want to, like, human or animal, I don't want you to be suffering. No one should just be, like, not caring about a living thing. And if you are, I hope that you are in the space of going, wait,
right?
Whoa, let me stop and think about myself. And I know that's a tough space to be in. It's not like it's easy to get there. Some people just avoid it. But
yeah, but
nine
times out of ten, if you're in a tough spot with an animal, somebody will take it for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm out here being like, if you in a spot, I'm the person to take it.
Ah.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, you say that.
I would figure it out.
A dog?
I would figure it out. Maybe I'd have to leave my apartment, but, like, whatever.
Right, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, if it
you
was
would.
Meant to be, it would be.
I feel that, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I definitely feel that. I mean, like, low-key, do you feel like your love or hate for animals comes from, like, how you were raised with animals as a kid? Or, like I was saying earlier, or cartoons?
What do you mean? How is it?
Animaniacs? Tiny Toons?
No, okay.
Daffy, Disney, Minnie and Mickey.
Okay, you know what?
Everything is animal based.
You're right. It could.
Three Little Bears.
I don't think for me it did. I mean, I think that, like, I don't deal with animals because my mom did not bang with animals.
Right,
so
right.
I don't have animals, but they had a Great Dane when I was a kid. And my grandparents still. We just said, I was like, yo, I'm going to get a Great Dane. It's going to come over and kick it with you. Like, nah. They were like, neither of them batted an eye, low key.
No, they
or
didn't.
A lot of, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think I could handle, to me, I need more than 10 years before I got to deal with death.
Right.
In my opinion.
You don't, you know, when you get that animal, first of all, easier said than done, right? Because you get it and then you get so attached, and that's the whole thing, you know, I feel like, well, I don't know, because cats are kind of the same way as dogs, you know, if you really love them.
Yeah.
But dogs are almost as big as people, so sometimes
it's like... Well, a dog like that.
You know,
a Great Dane, I'm looking around this room right now.
That's a full human.
Like, I would have to literally pick up everything, bro. Like, it would be...
Yeah.
Like, they would just be like...
Yeah.
Big-ass paws everywhere.
I feel
you know?
It could sit up here on your couch and have its front paws on the floor.
Yeah, but this is still so small. This is a small space.
I know, but I would hold it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think I'm putting a Great Dane in here. But anyway, you know, New York, man, you know how it is. I've seen people with a lot of big dogs in New York spaces. People say that Great Danes are comfortable in small spaces. I just don't. I don't want to.
They're good apartment dogs.
I've heard that too. I just don't want to do that to any dog. I think any dog. My next space will have outdoor space. It'll be basement space. I'll be able to like, you know what I mean. So I'd rather have an animal do that.
I feel you.
You know,
two things.
It might have to coexist with a child.
Right.
But
it'll be all right.
I think a Great Dane could do that.
I think a lot of animals could do that.
Yeah. I agree. I feel like a lot of dogs could do that. I think most dogs could do that, honestly.
I think cats can do that too.
People
get freaked out by
cats
them.
Are for like mouse dealing with for me. So like I'm not thinking about that right now. At some point, like if for some reason I'm like no. I live some place with field mice because I like moved out to some like then I'll get a cat. But like no.
Not field mice.
You know what I mean? Like I don't want one.
Right, but like what's that little nursery rhyme or whatever? Scooping up the field mice and popping them on his head. Like, first of all, oh my god.
And there's like something weird that you say. You're like, DNA.
Yeah, and then my mama said. Right. Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Okay, two questions.
Little bunny foo foo. Okay, sorry.
But little bunny foo foo, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly.
It's like, I don't even like you.
Everything. Charlotte's Web, all of it.
Got it.
Everything deals with animals.
Yeah.
Cartoons.
Yeah,
books,
a lot of mice in that whole shebang. Yeah, moving on.
Two questions.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on zoos? And then what are your thoughts on bodega cats?
I think I'm giving like a negative to both, but
because
I know you're a hard positive for both. But here's 100%. What I was saying: zoos, okay,
and not the ethics of zoos.
Yeah, like
about,
sort of
like a
normal ethics situation
because it's not ethical to have a zoo.
I'm gonna be
any
real
animal in captivity.
Okay, right. So, so let's move on.
We
from
agree
that.
With that agree with collectively, that.
Right? But
I'm talking about, but if they were gonna be in captivity. Which zoo is
the
best
to go to?
If we
are going to capture them like we obviously have been doing. I think I haven't been to a good zoo, really.
And I'm here to report live of two great zoos.
What are they?
Number one, the Bronx Zoo.
Yes, that's what people tell me the Bronx Zoo.
Best cheetah exhibit. Okay. Best elephant exhibit.
Well, you
when
you
otter exhibit.
The cheetah exhibit to me, I like literally freaked.
And
so.
The cheetah exhibit is like, you don't even understand. Like the Bronx Zoo like has these things where like low key you can go and meet a cheetah.
That's crazy.
Like it's not even an exhibit. These
are
extra.
Do I need to be scared?
No, but you have to follow the rules because a cheetah is not a normal cat.
Got it.
Cheetahs literally grow up with dogs from puppies. At the Bronx Zoo, they're paired as a cheetah cub. They get paired with these puppies, and they literally, when you go and you...
That's crazy.
Yeah, because it was amazing. I mean, it was most amazing.
To be
amazing.
Friends.
Literally.
I love that.
Yes. And when you have a group of people that go to the zoo, they're like, okay, I'm going to do this cheetah thing. I'm going to do this, like, cheetah add-on where I'm going to meet a cheetah today. You go in this room and literally the dog comes in and circles the crowd first and lays down and lets the cheetah know that it's okay. He checks out the scene and as soon as it lays down, the cheetah comes in. You can't
That's
make
wild.
Eye contact with the cheetah, a whole thing. Number two zoo of my life.
Okay.
World Wildlife Zoo in Phoenix. It's okay. More intimate zoo. Like, it's not a big zoo. Like, you can walk in the bird aviaries and put your arms out and these birds will fly and land on you. And, like,
ew.
Exotic parrots.
Sorry.
They're not going to stay there for a while. You just have, like a piece of – you have a piece of fruit. Shut up.
Sorry. Continue.
Such a hater. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. Not you throwing up at the parrots.
Sorry.
The pineapple.
Talk about the bird sanctuary.
Yeah, no way.
Sorry.
And, like, literally – they have baby tigers there. You can go. They have this awesome giraffe exhibit there where you go and you stand on a big thing. Like this like little
I'm tall with
lookout.
Them?
Yeah, as tall as their neck. You go, you walk up these steps and you go as tall as their neck and they come down and they put their hand there and they eat out of your hand.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty crazy.
You know?
That's pretty crazy.
Bodega cats is the next.
Oh, Yeah. Yeah. Zoos for me, I'm like, I don't know.
I'd rather
go to like the Serengeti, like, you know what I mean? And be like, whoa. And then like have them be like, nah, we have to be far away because these are like some real ass animals. Rather than like, but bodega cats. Okay. Bodega cats for me used to be a hard negative, but since I've known you, have become a positive.
Yeah.
Because, well, I learned from a long time ago not to order certain things from bodegas. Like, since I was a kid, I'm a Brooklyn shorty. Like, I will get a whole sandwich from a bodega, but if it's out, I'm like, I don't need to get my, like, personal. I mean, some people, here's the thing. It's a lot of food deserts in the world, and you have to get your shit from the bodega. But it's just going to be cats lying on your bread. And I'm not eating that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
don't get the whole wheat. You know what I'm saying? Because it's been laid on by six cats. It's going to be flattened out and everything. It's just what it is, you know? Unless you have a bodega without cats, and that's wonderful for them.
Right. In some bodegas I've seen recently, like I told you, they sit on the bottom shelf of that candy shelf. So they're just hanging down there by the M&Ms, by the Reese's.
It's close enough for me. I'm not a cat person.
Yeah, that's okay. I'd still buy the Reese's even if they were laying on.
Right. Well, you're a Reese's. Like, you love that shit.
Reese's. Listen, Reese's are in the.
Yeah.
They're in their, what's that called, packaging. Look, I'm already allergic to animals.
I feel you.
It's already a thing.
I feel you.
You know, honestly.
I would say I'm a dog person.
Right. That's the thing.
Yeah. That's what I want. I'm ready to have a dog.
I know.
It's the thing.
I'm looking forward to when you have one.
Yeah. It's going to be great. The thing about that, I think, is just, there's a few things, but a lot of it is like, it's time being able to be there because I want a younger dog. Doesn't have to be a hardcore puppy, but like, you know.
He's gonna be funny.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's gonna be great. And I'm looking forward, because it's not even I want to know what's gonna happen, but I'm looking forward to having the space.
Yeah.
To make that happen and for it to feel comfortable. You know what I mean? So
exactly. That's
gonna be super wild. But also, like, you know, it's like I wanna treat an animal well. I'm like, me having animals is like gonna be a light thing. The same thing as like a kid, low key. Like, I'm not taking it lightly. Like, I'm gonna prepare and make sure I have everything that I want and I'm living the way I want to before I do it. So,
yes. Yeah. And even though we do understand why certain breeds, you know, if you want a certain breed, you go to a breeder. This is the episode where we're going to shout out, you know, where you can get a rescue, because there are so many animals in the world. Animal Care Center of NYC. And for me, that's where I got my cat.
Yeah.
Which East was New awesome. York we location.
Yeah.
Brooklyn. Listen, they have so many cats, so many dogs, so many animals in general.
Mm-hmm.
And so many kittens, so many young cats, so many young dogs. You know, you can really find what you're looking for, and don't be intimidated by their shyness, because they've been in there for a while, then they're going to really, you know.
Yeah.
They're going to be timid.
I'm glad you're saying that, because I know I want a rescue, you know, and I know that's like a thing. It's like dealing with who they are in that moment, and especially if they're older.
Yeah, you know? And even if you find one that you really think is beautiful and you're like, oh my gosh, but they look really distressed, you literally can ask to, like, there's always like a green area at one of these places where you can go and like actually try to, they can let it off leash and let it around you.
Yeah.
And it can run around and you can kind of play and, you know, see what it is, which is kind of killing.
This is good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Hell yeah. Well, don't know nothing.
We don't know nothing.
Doing
but
our
you
best.
Know. Today we talked about animals, and that doesn't mean that we know everything about animals.
Oh yeah, no, there's more to know and more to talk about, and this was a very light, because I think next time I'd love to talk about like proper care and law and what happens when an animal is gone and like all these things.
But yes,
time wise, we're trying to keep it, you know, there's
brief.
There's a lot we want to get out in the future, and I'm happy to. Continue to talk about these things. So, anywho, don't know everything, but one thing we do know is
we'll figure it out. We will figure it out.